So the Svarim say that Yomim Tovim are not a commemoration of that which was, but rather an experience of all the same hashpos of the Yom Tov that come again in different forms, possibly even stronger as the Yom Tov gains the amount of times that it's come through the Welt. And Im Kain, we need to try and capture the Inyanim of Yom Tov, and it will carry us until Chanukah. So we're going to try and speak of highlights from the Yomim Tovim in a way of taking Tishrei with us, and please share whatever you guys experienced to let us put it in the pekel. Along the lines of what the effect that Yom Tov has on the Yid, Rabbi Yeager points out that many people go to mikvah before Yom Tov, because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Tazayinam Abeiz, Chayv Anu Matar Es Atzmo Berega. But if you look at the Gemara carefully, and Rabbi Yeager said this is the previous two Nilas Achags, Shavuos and Sukkos, he said, it should always say, Latar Atzmo Lifnei HaRegel. But the Lashon is Biregel, so he says that every Yom Tov could be like one big mikvah. You could be matar yourself with the regal atzmo. It doesn't mean you shouldn't go before, but that means that if you go through it properly, that the regal itself is chayav under matar as atzmo biregal with the regal itself, and that's also why there's 40 days Rosh Hashanah, 40 days Rosh Chodesh El to Yom Kippur, corresponding to the 40 saw of the mikvah. The only problem is that I counted this year and there was 39 days and I haven't gotten an answer to that question yet, but El is Chavtes and I'm pretty sure it's always Chavtes, and yeah, so
Moshe Sfiga this year, Moshe Weinberg.
On that?
No, he said he was giving it on, what was he giving it on? I don't know what, he was saying that he tied in, why is it 39 malchus, not 40 malchus, on a deeper level, you say?
The chilek of the neshama that can't get affected.
Yeah.
Somebody told me this tariff.
You only need 39, only 40.
Somebody said this tariff this afternoon, and the problem is that it says Moshe Rabbeinu was up for 40 days, right? And there's 40 said in the mikvah, so you can't say that in Yanim could be accomplished in 39 days, but it's like a little bit of a technical. The other kasha that I had was, it says Dishu Hashem b'Yimatzo Elu Asar Yom Shabein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which sounds like it's saying that there's 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but there's really 7, because 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So people are suggesting answers, and by all means, but so far we're still at the dark of Tzarech Iyan, even after the Terutzim. Fine. So, Im Kain, since I wasn't zochet to be with you guys throughout the Tekufa of the Yom Noraim, there were a few things that hit me, some stronger than others, as I was going through it, and I wanted to share with the Olam, and I want the Olam to share back and out. So, Rosh Hashanah is big in Yonim, Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah, the Basher Husham, and all these amazing things that are going through the whole day. But what hit me this year is that one of the greatest things that we do on Rosh Hashanah is, assuming that a person does not speak in shul or during shul, is to go 6 hours straight without one word that's not tefillah. It's an unbelievable experience. Like, after davening ends, final kaddish and niggun and whatever else is going on, the first person you speak to, it's like, it feels like chulin, you know, like divrei chol, like, I just want to continue. And there are people who do continue Tanis Divra the whole time. I remember in Yerushalayim, I asked the guy what time something was happening, and he's like, yeah, I'm like, okay, next guy. So, Mia Isha Chavetz Chaim Ov Yam Lerus Tov Netzor Lashon Chaim Meiros Osech Medaber Mirma, that it's an experience, and it should make us realize that we talk too much. And like Mo Fuchs always told us in TABC Hockey, talk is cheap. And, you know, it's very, obviously, Diburim Asurim, or even questionable Diburim, but things that people just talk and talk. It's very chitzonius, very shitchis. Like, the big people don't talk so much. I mean, no matter how many people go into Reb Chaim Kanievsky and try and get him to say more than a few words, it's like, it's not, it's, you know, talking is not such a, not such an asik for you. And I was thinking today, the radio is mamash a crazy thing. The radio is just people talking 24/7. Even if there's nothing to talk about, that's it. Take another caller. He might have something to just talk about. And talk and talk, and it gets into us. It's like, okay, so we need to talk. We need to make conversation. And fine, maybe on dates you could have there to just talk. Right. That's not the time to remember this. But in general, it's like, you know, two people are walking, so they could say divrei Torah, but it might not come to them. They may have something to shmuz about. But then stop to, like, you know, dibor, it's something to think about that, you know. And Rosh Hashanah hopefully wakes us up, like, that we go so long without speaking. And it's possible. The world did not end on those 6 hours of Rosh Hashanah. Everything was able to be, you know, said later. So that could be, especially for Bachrim. There's a lot of trouble. I remember when Reb Scheinberg came to Edison for Shabbos, and I went over to, like, try and speak to him. Meanwhile, somebody said to my friends who had sent me to go speak to him about, like, a shiloh or whatever, they're like, I hope he knows Rosh Hashiva doesn't speak at all in Chinese. So, like,
he didn't speak.
And then I was like, well, what about his family? His wife? Well, he said he sings mirrors, he says Divrei Torah. But a lot of the nisyonos could fall away if a person is able to take the koach hadibur and put it in its place. Fine, that's Rosh Hashanah. Erev Yom Kippur. Did you guys get a bracha from your father?
Yeah. Not live. I mean,
on the phone. So, did you listen? Because, like, it could get swallowed up. Some people don't even get this bracha. But, like, every year I realize more and more how this bracha is mamash a mahalach and avodas Hashem for life. Sheyitein belibcha avos l'vyosa avos Hashem, yiras Hashem, yiras Hashem al panecha kol yomecha, be nikar on your face, lo sechta, no avirus, yicheshkecha b'torah, should have the yearning and desire for Torah and mitzvos, einecha nochech habitu, discuss in a second, pichi dabar chachmos, libcha yega emos, should be speaking wisdom and thinking the fear of Hashem, yadecha yaskum mitzvos, use your hands for mitzvos, agach yutzud asus v'son avich l'shushmaim, use your feet for running. Fine, v'chulei, and unbelievable stuff. So, one thing about tefillos is that they provide us with a guide. If you've ever looked at the tefillos of Shlach, he explains the purpose of creation and the world and everything that happens in it. So, not just we're saying this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tefillah is a lashon of coming back to us, hit parallel. So, but then this year I was thinking, what is Einecha L'Nochach Yabitu? And I feel like here I'm going to be preaching to the choir. But Einecha L'Nochach Yabitu. So what does it mean? I'm just trying to think. Shivchi Kamayim Libech Nochach Pnei Hashem. Say, you know, before Hashem, spell your heart. Brachos we say are lashon nochach there. So your eyes should see that which is before you. And I was thinking, this has got to be something there. Comes from a pasuk in Mishlei, somewhere. And the article uses the translation, may your eyes gaze towards truth, which is what the Mefarshim say over there in Mishlei. Then I said, I think it's in our generation, it sounds pretty obvious, but it seems to be a very big nisayon, is your eyes should see what is in front of you. Which I was in a pizza store recently, and I saw a mother and a father with two kids sitting at the table. They both parents had their phones in front of them, one hand on the phone, one hand on the slice of pizza. And they're sitting there eating, and their kids are saying, Mommy, Daddy, Mommy. They're like calling them like they're in another world. And they're sitting, Mama Shred across from them, and me and my wife are like, Baruch Hashem, we take out one of these. And we know it's less important than our kids. right? Because closes. So that's one shot in Nechel and Nochach Rabitu, that we're with people, we're with things, we're in the world. There's things in front of us to see. It doesn't have to be happening somewhere else. Deeper, maybe, along the same lines, is it used to be there was somewhat of a brera that we had, Bein Tov V'Ra, that something would present itself and as a nisayon, and then we could evaluate how to deal with the nisayon depending on where we're holding. Now, it's just in our face so fast that we're lucky if we pause for a second and think like, the Ribbono Shel Olam might want something from me in this situation. The Ribbono Shel Olam is testing me. So when it comes to advertisements and pop-up ads, it's like there's zero brera there. There's billboards. It's like, I can't. There's aside from the fact that almost everyone's going to tell you everything is mutter now. So it's like, just keep going with the zerem. When the zerem of the world, I was thinking this Shabbos, and I would like to check this out of the Midrashim, because when we envisioned Dora Mabo, we think there was, the streets were crazy, you know? Shvichas Damim, Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, like, you just walk through the street and it was like one big marketplace of all of this. Which maybe it was, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's the same thing that's going on now. That, right? There's nothing of those three. Okay, Avodah Zarah is a little bit less, but certainly Shvichas Damim and Gilei Arayos, and it could be that we're tackle holding the same. And no, but the Zerem is like, okay, it's and there's almost no brera for Tov and Ra. So the bracha here in the Pasuk of Mishle is saying, Nechel and Nochech Yabitu, like, look at what is in front of you and try to put a pause on it before the Nisayon is over and we're lost to it. And finally, I think we said this last year from Menachman in Siman Reish Ayin Beis, which they say Ayin Reish Beis. Hayom in Makolo Sishmo. Today, isn't that Hashem? Zekla Golo Avodas Hashem. Shlo Yasim Reneged Enav Kim Oso Hayom. All we need to think about in Avodas Hashem is this day. Hein Beisak Hapranasa Vitzdar Chonos. Sarach Shlo Yachshov Yom Lechavero. Don't get into what's going on. Way down. Hein Avodas Hashem. Lo Yasim Reneged Enav Kim Oso Hayom. Oso Hashem. That minute and that second is what matters. So, Hein Beruchnis, Hein Begashmis, Hein Benisyonos, Hein Nechel and Nochech Yabitu, Hein the phones. Tzareinu, I was sitting with a friend of mine and trying to explain to him that his kids are more important than his phone. And that if his kids like watching shows more than spending time with their daddy, so Something is up, or something is down. Fine. So that's Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. This is specifically for Daniel. The Gemara Yerushalmi, which is quoted here in this Sefer Mibovat Seisvan Sukkos, which is one of the best Sfarim that I own, even though most of the Sfarim that I own are the best Sfarim that I own, but this is Mamish from the Miyuchadim. He quotes from the Yerushalmi, which I think is pretty well known, in Sukkah Hey, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lama Nikra Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Why is it called Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Shem Yishom Shavim Ruach HaKodesh. There they were able to draw on Ruach HaKodesh. So my only ha'ara on this is if you went to Rav Matal Zilber, Simchas Beis HaShoeva in Stichin, you went?
In Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, fine. If you went,
by the way, we're both crazy. Simchas Torah.
Oh yeah, fine. We're getting there. We're almost at Simchas Torah. You understand what this means, Shavim Ruach HaKodesh. You could be in a lot of different places with a lot of unbelievable gedolim and tzaddikim, but you might not be able to see their avoda. Their avoda is a very private thing. But when it comes to Rav Moshe Silber, he holds on to his gabayim. I think one of them's his son, and he just keeps his eyes closed for 3 hours straight.
Carrying him sometimes, he's carrying.
Really? Yeah, he's like, he's out of it. He's in a, like a, I don't want to call it a trance, But that's what we call it.
It's scary. It's really scary when you're up close.
Yeah, yeah. He's mamish. He's going me'olam ve'ad olam. It's quite an experience. The intensity is different intensity. You know, Simar, the Alfredo is intense. Rav Matl is so intensely in a different world. It's like when I went one time to Rav Dan Segel's Beis Medrash in Eretz Yisrael for Hallel, because I heard that he dances Hallel. So before I came, I was asking people, like, what's going on? I said, Rav Dan is dancing with Malachim during Hallel. And you go there, and you don't know what it means, you don't know what this Yerushalmi means. Then you get there, and you see, you know, Tzadik and Gadol Hador, that is in a mamish, in a different world, and it's obvious. It's not like, you know, when you go to somebody and you know something's there, but you know you don't have access to see it. So I tried to go see the Lel of a Rebbe Taka, and I was there till 2 o'clock in the morning after a month, and he still hadn't come out yet. The Tish was called for 11 o'clock. So I asked him, when's the Rebbe coming? After 11. Fine. Okay, so I stayed till 2, and then I wasn't Zocha. Yeah, I think 3, 4.
Were they singing? You're just sitting there.
Nothing. Waiting for the Rebbe. One guy's trying to learn. One guy's taking the Tish. It was like, mamish, juicy. So, you could. The next time, by the way, for Matl, is going to be Purim Katan. Don't miss Purim Katan. That's a little different. It's just like Purim Dick, so he's on the table. I have a picture actually from the last Purim after. Okay, Shmini Atzeres, and then Zach will give us some Ha'aretz about Simchas Torah in what it is. So I'm happy that you went. And hopefully, okay. So there's such a reboy that goes on of things, mitzvos, ruchnis, gashmis. It's like, you know, where are you going to be for Yom Tov? How nice are your dalad minim? How much are you spending? Is it going to rain? Was it nice weather? Do you have a shlag? You going on a chol moed trip? So many things, good things that are going on, but it's a reboy nonetheless. And then the Indian of Shmini Atzeres, which, by the way, the Mashkiach, or Moshe Wolfson, they say, every Zman of the year, he says, this is mamish the Zman of the year. I don't know, you tell me if you heard this over a Shmini Atzeres. He says, you know, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh, Yom Kippur, Retar Eschem, Sukkah Zman Simchaseinu, Lag Ba'omer, Pnimi Satorah, Shavuot, it's like, the whole year, these Tzadikim, Rosh Hashanah also, it's like, you go there and you realize, like, this is the most important time of the year. And that's what it is. It's like, I heard an Aron Chinuch that, maybe from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it's like, there was, I'm not sure if there was a Rebbe who did this or every Rebbe should do this. I think it was an actual Maisa, but there was a Rebbe who told every single Talmud in the Shir that Talmud was his favorite Talmud, and every single kid believed it. And they all knew that everyone else heard it too. So there's a Yisod to, you know, to belittling everything and making everything nothing, or the making everything Chashuv and Chaviv. That's what the Tzaddikim try to do. But they asked Rav Moshe Wolfson, I don't know when they asked him, he said, Rebbe, you're telling us every Zman is mamish, the most chashuv and heilig Zman. Which one is it? And he said, Shmini Atzeres. If it was on Shmini Atzeres, that's why it's a little bit of a tzachian. But I heard this from Rabbi Laser. You know who that is?
Yeah,
the Bakora. He's been Rabbi Wolfson for like 40 years. So I'll try and find that tomorrow night. I'm going to him with Israel Chasna, but it's Hashem. So I'll see what they say. So
you pulled through there?
Oh, man. I made me a Sheva Bracha.
Reichman
is
there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I saw him. He's very close.
He's very close.
They all know him there.
Him and the Mashkiach, when Mashiach comes, they're going to get Strimlach.
They all know him there.
Yeah, for sure. He sits up front. So what's the Indian of Shmini Atzeres? The Indian is the Pashtus. The Hashem Echad. That even we could even get lost in Avodas Hashem itself and lose the focus, the tachlis of all of our mice. And what are we doing? All of our Shani, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, everything is for this tachlis. If we're going to put everything aside, any distraction, Luchnias, any distraction, Begashmias, and say we're just with Hashem Yisbarach. And at the end of the day, stay one more day, just be with me and be mamish with me. I saw a mashal from the Nesiv HaShalom in terms of the Riboy versus the Pashtas. He said that there's once a person who got sick and the doctors told him he has to wear the coat of a person who never worries and is always happy. So they go out and search the whole town. Nobody. They search further. It's not one person who's like this. He's always happy and never worries. And then finally, from far out, another town, they say, we found him. Go, get him. So they get to this guy and they say, we need your coat for a sick person to heal him. He says, I don't have a coat. Because if I had a coat, I'd have something to worry about. Fine, one thing, but just the riboy of, you know, and riboy and ruchnis is could be a good thing, but not if it becomes a distraction that I'm doing so much in ruchnis that I forget the Ribono Shel Olam. Rather, if I'm doing so much in gashmias, so the pashtus and the yichud and the Hashem echad, put it all aside, and all we want is the Ribono Shel Olam, and all we have is the Ribono Shel Olam. No other mitzvahs, no other things but the yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Simchas Torah or after? After. No. Okay. Good. So post Yom Tov, in case you're wondering, it's, you know, doesn't he know it's not El anymore or Rosh Hashanah or Tishrei? But they did just announce Bahav, and so we have a little bit of the spark left. And the tachas here is we got to get to Hanukkah. It's so dark and cold outside, and was thinking we just passed the Zman of Aliyah. We could feel so deflated. And I remember in early years feeling so deflated, like, great, now what? Now what do we do? And try, you know. Teretz is, at least for now, and Teretzim can change as the time goes on, is if you have Yom Tov as your time of year for Gishmak and Aliyah and Avodas Hashem with family, friends, and putting all your kochos into it, then you're right. You have to wait. You have to wait till Chanukah, or maybe even till Pesach, whenever it is. But I always say that's the greatest part about our minyan in Far Rockaway. That it's like, the kochos that we put into every Shabbos could be even more, because like some people go away from our minyan Yom Tov, and it changes. Every single Shabbos there is Aliyah, is Gishmak, is Chaverim, Mishpacha, it's all just, we could experience the entire Tishrei, Tekufa, every single Shabbos. And that's why we try and sing as many Nigunim at our house. Su She'arim, you know, the whole, and it's stayed like that. Chem Das Yomim Oso Karas, it's most desirable of all days, Shabbos Kodesh. V'rachto mikol ha'yomim, v'kidashto mikol ha'zmanim. The Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur is like Shalosh Shittos. Rabbi Pinkus goes through it in Shabbos Malkus, how you could make correspondence to all the different holy things that go on throughout the year. The Neros, like the Chanukah Neros, it's still there for the taking. Problem is, if we take Shabbos as a day off every week, forget about it. If we take Shabbos as a day on every week, come on, like, there is a little problem here, because what they say is that the Litvaks, they rest over Shabbos to mamish steiger welt the whole week and say to so. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if you learn really strong the whole week, so you take it easier on Shabbos. The Hasidim, they put in mamish so much to Shabbos Kodesh and Yom Tov that during the week they're resting up a little bit. And us, who are both Litvaks and Hasidim, we don't get any time off. I'm sorry. It's schwer, but it should be the worst of our problems. Fine. And the last Ara, which is unfortunately we cannot be Mesiach Das for even a minute. I spoke to my uncle in Renana, 4 or 5 stabbings, Lo Aleinu in Renana. I said I daven for you every minute in a certain way, shape, or form, that wherever we are. So we address this in Hoshanas. The Hoshanas say, Oim Ani Choyma, the nation that is like a wall. Barak Hachama, that our emuna is bright as the sun. Gola Vesura, that we're in a galus, and we are, you know, even in Eretz Yisrael, it's a form of galus where we're getting, you know, we know what we're getting. Damsa L'samar, but we are like the summer. So Pashup Pshat is that we are like the date tree, which has, it's a very strong tree, and it has one thing going straight up. When it comes to the Ribono Shel Olam, we are like the date tree. We will not bend. Lev Echad Lavim Shishmaim, just like the Gemara in Megillah says, Lev Echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yeager said, from the Bnei Yisachar, I have it over here, that deeper pshat dumps in the summer, which we have to take with us in times like this. It says like this, Yesh Lefarish HaKnes Yisrael HaKadosh HaZu Hinei Hu Bedoma LeSamar. Which tamar are we talking about? Kalaso Shel Yehuda. The Kala in Beis Yehuda, from the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Even though she kept marrying Yehuda's sons and they were dying and she kept getting thrown out of the house, she just kept coming back, Tamar, because all she wanted was the Malchus to come from Yehuda. Kain Knesses Yisrael HaKadosha Imheyo Shehi Gola Vesura describes us as in the gullus and being tormented from our father Avinu Shemayim's house. Kol zeh he mizdamis l'tamar. We are like Tamar. Shehi mehaderes umachzeres l'habin malchus shemayim. All we want is Hashem is to be maimed your malchus. V'zeh mevuksham kol hayamim. So the nation that is dome l'tamar, we just keep coming back. No matter what it is, we want Malchus Shemayim, and we know that it's there, and we know that we could see it in its full glory. So in closing, we got to take Yom Tov with us, that we could have constant Aliyah. Doesn't even have to wait till Shabbos, but okay, we could allow for a little bit of Yerid L'Tzorach Aliyah during the week, but every Shabbos of the year, to Mamish put in all the kochos of all the Yamim Tovim for constant Aliyah. And we have to be as strong as can be, as strong as Yidden have always have been, no matter what happens to us, Be'ez Hashem. Amen.